I had spent about 3 years in this state already described, continuing to remain in bed, when one morning Jesus made me understand that he wanted to renew the marriage, not on earth as the first time, but in heaven, in the presence of the whole celestial court, and that I should stay prepared for a grace so great. I did as much as I could in order to dispose myself, but since I am so miserable and insufficient to do any shadow of good, the hand of the Divine Maker was needed in order to dispose me, because by myself I would never manage to purify my soul. One morning, it was the eve of the Nativity of Mary Most Holy, my always benign Jesus came to dispose me himself. He did nothing but come and go continuously, and he would speak to me now about faith, and then he would leave me, and I would feel a life of faith being infused in my soul, as rough as I felt my soul before. At the speaking of Jesus, I would now feel it become very light, in such a way as to penetrate into God. And I would contemplate now his power, now his sanctity, now his goodness, and so on. My soul would remain stupefied, and in a sea of stupefaction, I would say, "Powerful God, what power is not undone before you? Immense sanctity of God, what other sanctity, as sublime as it might be, would dare to appear before you?" Then I would feel myself descend into myself, and I could see my nothingness, the nonentity of earthly things, how everything is nothing before God. I would see myself as a little worm, all full of dust, climbing up in order to take a few steps, in such a way that it would take nothing to destroy me, but someone who would trample me underfoot, and I would be undone. So, in seeing myself so ugly, I almost would not dare to go to God, but his goodness would make itself present before my mind, and I would feel drawn, as though by a magnet, to go to him. And I would say to myself, "If he is holy, he is also merciful. If he is powerful, he also contains full and highest goodness within himself." It seemed to me that goodness surrounded him on the outside and inundated him from within. When I looked at the goodness of God, it seemed to me that it surpassed all other attributes. But then, in looking at the others, I would see them all equal among themselves, immense, immeasurable, and incomprehensible to the human nature. When my soul would be in this state, Jesus would come back and speak about hope. I remember something confusedly, because after so much time it is impossible to remember clearly, but in order to do the obedience that wants it so, I will say what I can.